Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, August 12th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. With us today, we have one of Wrangell's photographers, who is Hannah Bean. We're going to talk about her journey into photography and what inspires her. Hi, Hannah. How are you today?
I'm great. The weather is beautiful out, so that's a plus.
It really is. And tomorrow, too. Hopefully. So you're a photographer in the local area. Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from here, formerly known as Hannah Meathy, but I got married, so now it's Hannah Bean, but I'm from here.
Awesome. And what was that like growing up here?
I love it here. I've tried to leave and go down to the lower 48, and I always just come home. Like, it's really nice being in a small town and knowing everyone. It's hard to find that anywhere else.
Yeah. Where did you go in the lower 48?
I went to more small towns, but my family's kind of from the Long Beach, Washington area. So I went down. And then I also went area too, but just the city's definitely not for me.
Okay. So how long have you been practicing photography?
So that's kind of a loaded question. So I got my first camera when I was 10 years old. My dad got it for me for my birthday. And then the next day I brought it to school, and I basically everywhere for a long time. So as I grew up, I just started taking pictures of friends and stuff. And senior pictures was really cool because there was people in school that couldn't afford to have a professional photographer or take pictures. And so I would just offer to do it for friends. So that was really where I started to learn a lot more about how to use a camera and how to, you know, take pictures of people and do portraits. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so do you practice, like, with the manual setting on your camera and all that?
This is really funny. And I don't know a whole lot about shutter speed or, like, all the things about a camera, but I know people, and that's basically what I use to make good pictures, is I can talk to people and make them feel comfortable. Anyone can take pictures or, like, figure out cameras. Not everyone can make someone feel comfortable in front of a lens and make them feel, like, supported and not judged being goofy, so.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, definitely. Being goofy is important, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun working with people because you see a vulnerability that you don't see in a day-to-day with people that you do in front of a lens. So, like, pictures are hard. Some people don't, in this society, a lot of people don't like the way they look, even if they're drop-dead gorgeous, you know what I mean? So it's just cool getting to know someone through the lens. Like, it's, I feel like I grow to know people better by seeing them through a lens and watching their little smirks and smiles and things that, like, I can catch.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And do you remember what that first camera was?
It was a Canon. I know that was a little tiny digital Canon, but I've stuck to Canon always, so I still use a Canon. That's just what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. So, okay, so you said that you started practicing, you know, you took your camera everywhere you went when you first got that at 10 years old.
Yes.
What were you feeling at the, what do you remember feeling with the camera?
It's so crazy because time goes by, and a lot of times all we have left are pictures. There's a lot of people from my childhood and just people that I took pictures of that week after I got my camera, that I have those pictures and I don't talk to those people anymore. Some have passed away. There's a lot of things that change in time, and having pictures, like, remind us of who we used to be and who we used to spend time with and who we used to love. I think pictures are just really important. So that's kind of what really inspired me to start taking pictures more. I just love what you can be a part of, you know what I mean? Like, I can be a part of all this memories. Just a shoot feels like you're being a part of someone's life and their pictures that they're going to hang on their walls and their grandkids will see. That's just really important to me, to be a part of that.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely. And you're reminding me, I actually have a role of film that I haven't developed from 20 years ago.
Yes.
So
yes.
One day.
Yes. That's one thing I remember from my childhood is my sisters and I would always look at all the pictures that my parents had. And it's crazy because, you know, as we go back in generations, we find that a lot of people didn't have pictures of growing up and things like that. So I find it really interesting. My mom is really into looking into her family history, and her mom has some old photo albums, and they're mostly in black and white. But just like seeing pictures of my family members makes me feel like I know them, even though I didn't get to know them. Yeah. Just like seeing how carefree they looked, or like who their friends were, and like, oh, I'm like, oh, they had to have been cool. Just look at who they hung out with, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think pictures just hold a really special place in my heart.
Do you see yourself through your family members that you never knew?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a great grandmother, I believe. Great great grandmother possibly. But she looks just like me. And I'm just like, whoa, that's crazy. But like there's just characteristics I see from my family through all the old pictures. But some people, you know, it's crazy because if you don't have pictures, did they, like, you don't have any, like, proof that they existed, you know? And so that's really bizarre to me. I mean, there was a time, it's hard for us in this generation to realize, there was a time where we didn't have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went along with life and no really way to record it besides, like, a diary or something. But I just think my favorite type of pictures and stuff is probably to do with kids, because, you know, like, they grow so fast. But also portraits for senior pictures and stuff, those are one of my favorite things, basically because that's where I started, so that's kind of holds a place.
Yeah, so you're most passionate with what you just said, with working with kids and, you know, senior photos and all.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, I it's hard to pick, because family photos, anything that has like multiple people in it, I like that they can focus on each other and not focus on the camera at all. Like, I make people just spend the time with of the shoot with the person they're with, and like enjoy being with them and interacting with them,
yeah.
Not interacting with me. I just want to take pictures of like their love or like their family unit, because everybody's family looks different. You know, and so I just think that that's the funnest part for me.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen some of your photos on your website social media. And I remember one, like a couple is in a rowboat or something.
Yeah. No, I think one of the awesomest things about having lived here on the island is we can have photographers and stuff fly in. But they don't know the island like I do, so I know these little specific spots that some people wouldn't know about, you know, and so I can be like, let's meet up here, or let's go here, or I can imagine where I want to shoot ahead of time. So that's awesome. I love that.
And in a way, just going off of what you said, you've been here your whole life, and you know, meaning people trust you, right?
I mean, I hope so. I love that I can get a shoot organized because I know people and I can reach out and be like, hey, can I take pictures in your yard? You have the most beautiful yard around, you know? Or I can ask, like, for instance, Ocean View Gardens. I asked them if I could take pictures inside of their, like, greenhouses for someone's senior photos, and they turned out amazing. But just being able to, like, have the connections that in a city you couldn't. Like, I literally want to take some pictures down by the Scambler's house. There's, like, a turquoise fence with purple flowers coming up right now, and it's beautiful. I drive past places, and I'm just, like, constantly looking around for places to take pictures. Or they just come to mind. I'm like, that would be a great spot.
That's awesome.
So
okay. You know, you're scouting out different places for photography.
Yeah.
Do you ever, when you don't have a photo shoot lined up, do you still, like, do you just ask people, hey, can I capture your photo over there, you know, for
like,
fun?
That would be a fun idea. No, I I usually try to take pictures regularly. But, you know, sometimes, you know, life gets in the way or I have something going on the weekend or whatnot. But I have a lot of people reach out to me, and I love that people reach out to me and we can go take pictures. But sometimes I just ask friends or family members, like, do you want to go take some pictures? Because I just want to practice some things or see how they look and things like that. So I like my guinea pigs, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Will you walk us through a typical day of a photo shoot?
A typical day.
Maybe there's no typical.
Not when I have like a bunch of mini shoots in a day. But like a typical day, I just, you know, wake up like any other and go out and meet the person where they are. I have like about 15 minutes where I let them get comfortable with me. We kind of like talk while I take pictures, but it's kind of more like, those are usually the stiffest photos because we're talking. I'm just trying to get them comfortable in front of the camera. And I don't count that into the time of their shoot. I just make it more comfortable for everyone. And then we take pictures for about 45 minutes. We usually are laughing by the end of it, or we have some kind of like bonding over something, you know, and we just continue to talk. And then by the end, it's really hard for me to quit taking pictures. I'm just like continuing to go, and I'm like, it's way past the time, and I just continue to take pictures, and then I'm like, okay, I guess we should probably stop. Sometimes people are like, I think we're good. But I just really love doing it, so it's hard to quit.
yeah. And then post photos, what's involved with that, you know, post photo shoot?
Yeah. So I have to go home and I have to download all the photos. I take all the photos and I use Lightroom and I start making. I don't edit like one style across the board. I basically go on like what hues look good with the people the best. Some people are warm toned, some people are cool toned. So I kind of just mess around with the coloring of the photo and start editing things. And then once I find something I like, I can copy the preset I basically made for that person's photos and then continue to paste it onto all the rest of the photos. And sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes each photo has just a little bit different of lighting or something. So I have to make a custom one for every single one. But yeah, that's usually when there's sun. So sun is the hardest to take pictures in for me anyways. So.
And will you explain what warm tone and cool tone mean?
Yeah. I mean, so like a warmer person probably looks better with like a little bit of like a hot red tone type of thing. And then a cold person probably looks better, or the background even looks better with like a blue type of coloring. And so you go hotter, it's more yellowy red. And then cooler, it's going to be like grayer, bluer backgrounds and photos and stuff. I think one of my favorite things I've started doing is blurring the background, which I think I do get a little bit crazy about it sometimes. And sometimes the photos, I'm like, okay, that looks a little bit like AI. But that's when obviously I'm learning, and there's pictures that sometimes I take and I go, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that so much. But I haven't had anyone tell me directly, which I don't think they would, that they don't like something I've done. But there's times where I'm like, I could have done better with that.
I think that's with everything.
I think that's really hard about putting a price on something. Because, like, ever-changing photos, like, the way they look afterwards. Another challenge I have is I feel a little bit excited during the shoot, and then I show people their pictures raw, you know, and when they're not edited. And then when they're edited, they look completely different. And I'm always worried someone liked the raw image better. And I'm like, I shouldn't have even showed them. So that's a challenge for me. I think I share my raw images too much. And I'd rather just, like, have it be a surprise when they're unveiled.
I see that. Yeah. I understand. Do you have conversations, though, you know, with your clients? Like, oh, what do you prefer?
What do they prefer as in like editing style?
Yes.
I mean, I ask for inspo. Sometimes it's really hard for me to match the inspo though. So, and sometimes when I go to use that inspo on them, it just doesn't work for them. And I mean, maybe that's like me making decisions, but that's kind of like when you have a business of your own, you kind of just make override the decision. Like if something looks better, you got to be proud of what you put out, which I mainly am proud of what I put out. There's just sometimes where I'm like, ooh, afterwards, it's funny. I'll give someone their gallery sometimes, and then I'll go back on there and I'll look at some of them, and then I'll take them off and re-edit them and put them back on. And I'm like, they probably already downloaded them. That's just ridiculous.
Well, then they can also go ahead and just like request, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very open to people telling me, like, critiquing. I'm not like one of those people that gets my feelings hurt. I like proactive critiques, like, so I can like learn things, because I'm completely self-taught. So I actually went to Art Fest in early high school in Skagway, and I took a photography class, but it was a lot of, we took pictures in like a graveyard of graves and stuff. It was a lot of like still things. I wasn't used to things with movement. And so I now have movement's one of my favorite things. And so I take pictures of people and I make them move almost the whole time. Like, I don't really like the standing still pose.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I guess, like, are you still trying to figure out how to balance your own creative vision with, like, clients' expectations?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because everybody, you know, everybody has a different style. There's a lot of different photographers, like, around Southeast. And I can't say that my pictures look like theirs. And I can't say that I want them to, just because I want mine to stand out and be different, too. So everyone's got their own thing. And I think sometimes people come in with a photo and they're like, I want it to look like this. And I'm like, I don't think it's going to look like that. You know, like, we're in a completely different setting. Like, sometimes people bring me pictures that, like, are from a white sand beach somewhere. And I'm just like, my colors are not going to do that here. Like, it's not going to look the same. But I try my best to make it. I promised my mom I wouldn't say and I'm doing it a lot. So I'm trying.
I have not caught up with that.
But I am really trying.
It's okay.
So I think that's probably one of the hardest things, is people come in with expectations of anything, and we, most of the time, people don't live up to expectations that people have set. So I hope my clients are happy with what I've put out. I'm happy with it, you know. I think that I work really hard at it, and it takes me time. So, but I think the biggest hurdle for me is trying to put a price on something. A lot of times after I do something, I'm like, I cut the price sometimes for people and stuff when I don't think that it's like as good as it could be, or like it wasn't my vision completely, which is hard, because then I'm kind of cutting funds from myself to, you know, buy a new lens or things like that. So yeah, it's difficult sometimes.
Yeah. Have you ever, so I learned this before, here I am saying taking a business class, you know, about just not shortchanging yourself, you know, like, you deserve.
Yeah. What? I think one of my clients actually said you should charge more, and that felt really good. But also I think our self-confidence just sucks as a society, as thinking that, like, what we put out could always be better, which, I mean, it could, but it could be a lot worse, too. So I don't know. But I had someone tell me, yeah, you should definitely charge more because you do a great job. And I've thought about it, but there's times that, like, I remember being, like, I was in the era where Instagram had just come out. And, like, photos were everything. It's, like, if you, like, had the flick of the eyebrow and all that stuff. So that was, like, my time frame in life. But I took pictures of friends and stuff just for Instagram and stuff. I still want I want people to come to me just to have fun and do pictures. Obviously, I have to make a buck from it because it's my time. But I just, I don't know. I love it.
Yeah. So, okay. Speaking of challenges, what other challenges have you encountered as a photographer?
People are harsh sometimes. I haven't had it like completely directly, but it's just people come in sometimes. I've had a few people and they're expecting me to be able to change something completely. Like they'll come with like a outfit they don't like. And then they'll tell me, can you change this? Like the color of something or something. And I'm like, that's really putting me on the spot to like really change your whole outfit and stuff. You should come feeling good about yourself because I can't do that for you, you know? So that's a challenge because people come in and they want you to do like this miraculous job, but then don't take a shower or don't do the things and then they're unhappy with the picture.
Mm.
And I've been that person actually, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've had moments where I've been upset with photos of myself, but it's because I was in a bad mood and I went to a photo shoot like mad at my husband and we're like scowling at each other during the whole shoot. And then I'm like, man, we just spent the money on us being grouchy. That's great. So it really matters. I don't mind cancellations as long as they have a good reason. I'm not like upset about that. I know that life gets in the way sometimes. But I can't have it all the time, like the same person just not showing up or not. Like at that point, I'm just like probably not going to reschedule.
Mm-hmm. And if there is a cancellation, do you have like a 24-hour policy or something?
No, I don't. I should. I've had a few times like people just don't show up until way into their session and stuff. Mm. But I'm only going to give them the time of their session if they do show what's left of it. I'm not going to stay extra time most of the time. Just because I think people need to realize that people's time is valuable and that they showed up and they were waiting for you. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And that's where boundaries are.
Yes. Which I'm a people pleaser, like a recovering people pleaser, I always say. But I try my best to like work with people, though, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think that's a lifelong journey. Right?
Yes.
Setting
for sure.
boundaries and.
Absolutely.
Balance.
Yes.
Setting boundaries and like
yes.
Keeping, you know, considering other people too. Will you share a memorable moment with a previous photo shoot you had?
Wow. I've had such good clients. Like, honestly, we have so much fun. I've had a lot of different types of people and different things. I've had a few people that come already like not into taking photos and just based on the day or they're not having a good time and stuff. And I think one of my best moments is it was pouring down rain. The girl showed up for her senior photos and she was kind of like, I don't have anything like new to wear, or this is kind of like I'm just winging it. But she looked absolutely gorgeous. And in the rain, I was like, this is my first time shooting in the rain. And they turned out so good. And I was so impressed by them. And I was like posting them all over, like was just really proud of them. But that was a memorable moment. And then just a few different shoots with kids have been really memorable, too, because they've enjoyed it, or they've like felt like little models, and that always feels good. Like it's just fun. It kind of brings me back to being a kid. So I think those are just memorable moments. I really like taking pictures with kids. They remind me of being a kid. So
yeah. Yeah. And so what is it about photography that keeps you wanting to practice it?
Just the relationships I've been building, I really like. I don't know. It's storytelling in a way, you know. And using just like your family can look any certain way and I can place them with showing each other's love, you know, through them, like having mom and dad face each other and the boys looking at mom and dad, or having like a moment that actually like encapsulates your guys' love for each other. And I think that's one of my favorite things to do with photography, is just like show like somebody's love for each other in a photo. I think like that really takes a lot of skill to have them forget you're there. And that's what I try to do.
Yeah. And I was just thinking it would be really interesting. Like for me, I would think it would be interesting to even like capture other moods as well, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how possible that could be like as a business, but
yeah. You know, that's yeah, that's interesting. It's hard because you want your client to love the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our flaws are what other people love.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you want to capture someone's flaws.
Yeah.
So I think that if that's really cool. I think I look back at pictures from when I was a kid and I had just got that camera. And the way we interacted with each other, we were crazy and stuff. But it's just kind of cool seeing that we were all like a little tribe of friends. And we used to go to the library park all the time. And I remember this vividly, a picture of one of my classmates with a gummy worm hanging out of his mouth. And he was just like rocking his head like he was listening to music. But he was just like being really absurd. And I have a few other friends that I just took a lot of pictures with and stuff, and some of them aren't even on Earth anymore. And I think that that's something that I hope people take away, is that pictures are really important. Even if you hate getting your picture taken, which I am one of those people, actually, I don't really love it. But now that I have a niece and stuff, I really want her to have the pictures of us together from being when she was a baby and stuff. So I just kind of take pictures even if they're not what I would love. I used to like have to wear makeup to the full before I'd take a picture or post a picture and stuff, and I've just tried to fall out of that because it's important for people that love you to have pictures of you.
Mm-hmm.
And moments like my grandparents and stuff. My grandma lives down in Washington, and so when we see each other, we always make a point to take a lot of pictures together. It was 8 years of a span where we didn't see each other, so I went from having, like, no pictures together over that time, so just trying to make up for that.
Yeah.
I just think it's really important for people to have pictures with their family, especially, like, I've had a few dads that are just like, ugh. Or couples that are, like, the guys just like, seriously, this is not what I want to be doing. But that's important to the people that love you. And I, like, some of my biggest regrets are getting in fights with my girlfriends or something and deleting all of our pictures together. Because I have done that. I've had moments. I remember telling my best friend, and she's still one of my best friends today, but I said, we're not friends anymore, so delete every photo you have with me. And she did. And so then I was really sad.
So how do you see yourself evolve in your photography journey?
Like, I have obviously like dreams of what my photography will look like. I want to really use like nature and work with nature. I actually I want women to feel empowered by their bodies and by themselves too, and so I want to take more photos of just like nature and encapsulating like what it is to be a woman. And also I have like 21 plus photo shoots too, where people like wear, you know, like a slip dress or something and are out in the woods, and like we play with flowers and things like that. And it's just like we get older and we forget what we used to look like. So that's, and crazy enough, most of the time we don't love the way we look now, but in like 15 years we would be like, wow, we had a banging bod.
Yeah, you look back.
Yes,
you look back,
for sure.
And you're like, oh
yeah, you're like, why was I hating on myself so hard?
Yeah,
you know. And so I think it's important to capture yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how can people get in touch with you?
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and then people can call me too directly. My number is 907-660-7565. And so people can message me or reach out to me on social media. I'm not hard to find. I work down at Tongass Federal Credit Union too. So sometimes people just pop in and ask me about shoots, which I think is funny. But obviously it's not like a long-winded. It's just a brief, like, hey, how do I get in touch with you to set something up? So, yeah, people come and see me.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And so your business name is Hannah Bean Photography.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they can type that in online, too.
So I don't know if it pops up just like that. I know that on Instagram it will, because I have, like, an